A few weeks ago, I hiked up a mountain with some buddies in Colorado. I forgot my sunscreen and sunglasses in the tent. In this episode, I'll share with you what sunburning my face and my eyeballs taught me about money. Ouch!
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
We are thrilled to share with you a brand new training that we have just rolled out. How to get out of debt and save money without giving up everything that you love. In this training, we break down the three most common mistakes that we and many others tend to make with their money and how you can pivot and shift easily away from those and begin getting rapid progress with your finances. Head on over to walletwin.com/webinar and grab your seat in the training now. While Jonathan was away hiking in the mountains of Colorado and I was home holding down the fort, I had a number of texts, you know, from the wives who were also home.
You had a group going, right?
We had a group going. Yeah. Commentary, just encouraging each other. You can do it. You can make it through this weekend. But occasionally it'd be, you know, a picture from what the men were up to because your reception wasn't always the best.
Yeah, only a few of us had anything, yeah. So yeah. We'd send it back and then it would get re-sent out.
Yeah, so I'd be staying in the loop via other wives. Occasionally you'd throw me a bone, but on very sporadic incidences. Anyway, one of the texts was that, pray for the men. There have been a few of them that have burned their eyeballs. And immediately I knew it was Jonathan.
What?
I just knew. If I had a dollar for every time Jonathan's lost a set of keys.
Oof. We could buy a lot more keys.
We even at one point had those, what are those things called? The tile?
A tile, yeah.
And then the battery
the
would
battery
die
ran
on
out
them.
So when I lost it, I went to, it was in Colorado. I was like, where are my keys? I went to check it. It was like last time seen a week ago, the top of a mountain in Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm not going back there to get my keys.
We ended up finding those keys years
in
later
tent,
in a tent
like,
that
yeah,
we had used on top
later
of that mountain. Anyway, I knew that when this burning of the eyeballs took place, that Jonathan had somehow not only probably forgotten sunscreen, a basic necessity when you're hiking in altitude, but that he'd also forgotten sunglasses, and I just knew it.
Which is, I never want to leave the house without sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, he's hyper about sunglasses.
I love sunglasses. My
eyes
are very sensitive.
But he also loses sunglasses.
I lose. That's why I asked for a 3-pack for Christmas last year, and we'll be asking for another this year.
Oh, yeah. They're gone by May, friends. They're all gone by May.
So sunglasses and sun, and I knew sunscreen was important. I was going out the, going
we
out
used
the
to
house.
Live in Colorado.
I know. So I know this. I was running out the house and go, oh, I'm going to need sunscreen for my face or else I'm going to be a lobster man when I get back. So I grabbed a little guy, you know, like a little clip to put on your backpack. I grabbed that and went. It was in my backpack. I had my sunglasses. I was good to go. That morning, I forgot them in the tent. So I was the only guy who brought sunscreen, but I was also the only guy who left it in the tent.
and
my
sunglasses.
And so some of the guys brought their older sons along with us.
Hold on, though. Hold that thought.
Okay.
This trip was supposed to not have involved snow.
Yes. We went in October.
Last year. 2019.
And then there's a bunch of, we had ended up hiking through like
a bunch of snow.
A foot and a half of snow.
So you moved it up a month earlier. So
and
it's
then
like the first weekend of September
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and then it snowed
like that
weekend.
And then it
while
snowed.
While we were there. Yep.
So you combine altitude
and all the snow
with
reflecting
snow,
the light. Yes, that's why I knew I needed it.
That is the dangerous
that's
situation.
That's why I knew I needed the sunscreen and
just
the sunglasses.
Hiking with no snow?
Yeah, you might get away with it.
You
maybe.
Could get away with it.
Maybe.
But the snow glare.
I knew that.
The snow glare.
So I don't know. We were, you know, just rushing to get out and everything. Forgot. Because you have to put anything with a scent, including sunscreen and chapstick, in the bear box. Mm. You can't keep it in the tent, in my backpack with my other stuff. So I think I've been rushing around and grabbing this out and putting that in, and I just forgot it. So we had some sons along.
Yeah.
Older teenage boys. And as we're leaving in our van to go up to the trailhead, one of the dads is like, and this is the dad I was actually staying in the tent there. I was in the tent with them. He's like, hey, do you need your, he's like, oh, I forgot. He's like, oh, hey, do you need your sunglasses? The dad noticed that the son
okay,
didn't have his sunglasses. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I'll be okay.
Ooh. And this didn't tip you off?
Well, he's like, I'm okay. I was like, I don't have mine either.
Hey, if the 16-year-old has declared this to be safe, I'll be fine.
I think the dad, too, is like, yeah, you'll probably be okay. So the dad was like, thought up, and he goes, yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
So I was like, all right.
We know where this is going.
So we're hiking up the mountain. It's great and it's fine.
Beautiful day.
It turned out amazing.
One of those beautiful
times. A little bit of snow here or there.
Times that it snowed overnight, but then it's sunny and gorgeous the
next
day. Yes,
and all disappeared.
So you're hiking with like a vest.
And so it was a lot better than last year. My face was all covered up with a scarf and all that stuff.
Oh, right. Last year you just had like a little eye piece.
Yeah. So,
and goggles on.
Yes, and goggles. Should have brought those. So we're going up the mountain. Everything's great. We're good. And I'm like, man, that's, I wish I would have brought that sunscreen. Oh, well, can't do anything now. We're going up the mountain. We're coming back down. It was awesome. And then I'm looking at some of the other guys. I'm like, oh, they're getting red. They're getting a little pink. I wonder what I'm like. Mm-hmm. And we get down to the bottom of the mountain and we're making dinner now at the camp. And the kid, he's wrecked.
His face.
He's pretty pink. His eyes are red.
Bloodshot.
That's what we noticed first. We're like, hey, your eyes are pretty red, bud. You okay? He's like, yeah, they hurt a little bit. He's really good about it. And then as the night went on.
Were your eyes looking red?
No, I was a couple hours behind him in everything.
Okay.
So he was like the canary in the coal mine for me. he was not feeling well. I don't know if he ate hardly any dinner. Like,
oh, his body is like sabotaged.
Go. And then later that night, I think when I go brush my teeth, my eyes are really red. Oh no. Because I know, like, And they're like, getting a little itchy. I'm like, oh boy, here it comes. I'm gonna be like him in a couple hours when I wake up. That's what it's gonna be like. And then so we're in the tent, and again they're in our tent. Me and these two guys are in the tent. In the middle of the night, I hear the kid going, "Oh my eyes, my eyes." Oh. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have
girls
who are very small.
Like, and under.
I know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle a teenage boy. I'm waking up dead. So I'm like, I have to shake him.
He's one of those really
heavy
sleepers.
He's a very deep sleeper. I was like, I asked him, I was like, hey, do you want me to wake up your dad? Like,
his dad's please. Also a medical professional.
Yes, he is. So who else would you have woken up but him? So, yeah, I'm shaking him, finally get him up. I says, hey, his eyes are, like, really hurting. I want to check those out. Feel kind of dumb. Like, just like, I don't know what to do. Why don't you do it? So, anyway, but it was good. I mean, he had, boom, took out his little pack of medicines and drops and this. And, like, it was awesome. So
You guys Googled some quick
things. Oh, yeah. My phone had a little bit of reception. So, he was checking it out. Like, what could you even do if you went to the doctor? Not much.
Right.
Things like that. Yeah.
For the pain, you could treat that.
Yeah, he gave him some ibuprofen or something, had some eye drops because they were so dried out or whatever. And then just, I think we prayed a rosary until he fell asleep. But now when I'm waking up because of this, I'm thinking, oh no. My eyes hurt. Oh no. And then even because
did
I was
you
awake,
ask for some ibuprofen?
Because I was awake for it.
Yeah.
I was awake for it now. So like, I probably would have slept through this until I woke up in incredible pain in the morning. But now I'm up in the middle of this, right? Like a couple hours.
You see the progression.
Trailing the kid. And I'm like, because I'm up, I'm using my eyes, I'm blinking. I'm like, oh, they are really dry. They really hurt. And then, so he's like helping the kid out and all of a sudden he's getting some like a cold compress. I'm like, man, I just make some mention. Because I'm like, oh man, my eye. I think we knew like I was a little bit behind him too. So I'm like, man, my eyes. He's like, do you want me to get you a cold compress?
So now all of a sudden he's like, up taking
no.
care.
No.
He's taking care of
no,
you
I
and
said,
his
no,
son.
I think I just took maybe ibuprofen or something. Maybe. I'm like, no, I'm going to be okay.
You wanted a cold compress.
Yes, but I knew that was, I'm not going to do that. So, and then in the morning, it's over.
Your eyes are dead.
Yes, we're both wearing our sunglasses in the car all day long. Our bright pink faces.
Now,
the eyes.
You refrained from ever confirming to me that you had gotten a sunburn or that your eyes.
I don't think I was ever asked.
You never told me. You stopped updating me.
I didn't think of it.
At a certain point. So you ended up getting home.
Yes.
And you were in the church parking lot, which is a block from our house,
yeah.
But you had a bunch of stuff. So I brought the van up.
Yep.
I knew something was off as soon as I saw you laying on the ground against your stuff, sunglasses on.
Is that what, like 6 at
it's
night
like
or something?
It's like 6 o'clock in the evening. Sun is beginning to go down. It's like 60 degrees, you know.
I mean, I was really tired.
You were tired.
From the trip.
But then as soon as you lifted your face up,
it was pink,
and you looked like
lobster.
Red Skull.
Yeah.
From Captain America, I was like, okay.
It was him.
We're in for something.
It was the teenage boy.
Is this first or second degree? I don't know, but we're going to assess.
Yeah. So over the course of the next like week, my face peeled 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
My eyes slowly recovered. Hurting
they
less and less.
They were
very red.
So bloodshot.
Yeah. It was rough.
Like, you didn't have whites of your eyes. It was just red. Red.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So I had sunburn, not just my face, but my eyeballs as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you could, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
And the thing, yeah, so it was crazy. And it just got worse that next day, right? Because that's how radiation damage works. It happens.
It's a slow burn.
Yes. Your tissues continue to break down afterwards.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. So
there's the story.
So we've got this long car ride home from Colorado. And as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking just about what's going on and what happened and the spot I'm in. Not in like a, but just like, I don't know. Got a lot to think about. Got a lot of thinking. A lot of time to do some thinking. Might
sure.
as well think about this. And then I got, oh, that's interesting. Oh, maybe.
Hey, there's a lesson there.
Yeah. And then does it keep working if I keep thinking? Yeah, I think. Okay. So there was a lesson here. Other than wear your sunscreen.
And wear sunglasses.
Wear your sunglasses.
I mean, those are the obvious.
Very obvious. But so this is now what I learned.
About money.
And life from this situation. Mm-hmm. So first, I messed up and I felt the consequences. And whether
yes,
I knew what
did.
I was supposed to have done, like I did, or if I didn't, if I'd never even thought about sunglasses and
you're
sunscreen.
You're the 16-year-old kid.
Yeah. It made no difference.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up and I got some consequences mm-hmm. because of it. All right. And then maybe you've done it. Something similar with your money in the past. You know, you look back now, you go, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better.
Yikes.
But it doesn't matter.
Shouldn't have signed up for that loan. Shouldn't have impulse bought all those items at Costco.
Yeah, you made a mistake, though, and you felt consequences because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I think everybody's probably done that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty normal. So you made a mistake, you felt the consequences, and you're feeling the pain because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your eyes hurt, they're real sensitive, whatever it is, right? Anywhere you're sensitive. You could be more sensitive now because of those past mistakes. You know, you're really sensitive about going to the grocery store and making sure that you have your list and you know you have enough money and all this stuff because you had that mistake where
you got a decline.
It declined. And you don't want that to happen ever again. So you're more sensitive to that situation. Just like my eyes were way more sensitive to the light after my mistake and my consequences.
Although I will say, in your situation, it's very easy to know what to do the next time. Mm. Sometimes with money, it's almost like referred pain. Does that make sense? So
tell us
you got a shoulder injury and your hip hurts. Mm. Something like it comes out in a sideways way. Mm-hmm. And while we might be sitting here, I mean, you and I, this was us for years. We were making mistakes with our finances left and right. Mm-hmm. And it was coming out in stress, worry, anxiety. But we were never willing to actually connect that to our financial habits. Mm. Crazily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we just didn't want to. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to make the connection. So we would blame all these other things. Ah, my income's not high. Eh, that thing went up in cost. Mm-hmm. Other things.
Instead of, oh, I wasn't planning my spending and making a budget for the month. And then I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know if I had enough money. So I was stressed out all the time. And then I overspent because I don't know what I'm doing. And now I'm stressed about that. And
so we were, tending to the referred pain instead of tracing it back to the root injury. Source. Does that make sense?
Yes,
tricky.
Yes.
Tricky with money. Ooh, but that does happen. Tricky.
Yep.
So while many people respond in that sensitivity of like, I got the decline, I'm going to change behaviors. Some, and I'd say potentially the majority of people, would get the decline and now they go blame a spouse. They feel the stress and worry, and then they go on a spending binge on Amazon.
Which makes it
worse.
Which
doesn't make sense. But it's interesting how they're addressing the pain at the referred level, not at the root.
Yeah.
So that can happen.
Yep. So that's what I learned from my eyes. And then over the next week, as my face just kept peeling.
Peel. Your whole face.
The whole thing.
I really wanted to get you one of those, like, I used to have one, but I don't have one anymore.
What is it?
That thing that spins, exfoliator.
Oh, sonic brush or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
like
called.
A sonic brush. I didn't have the brand name one.
Yeah.
But man, you could have used that.
Well, it would be crazy, right? Because that's all what? It's all dried out, and you take a shower, then it kind of, rehydrates, but then it just comes right off.
Right.
I just, keep scrubbing in the towel and just, it would just keep, anyway, it was rough. So I thought, okay, what's the lesson here with the peeling? And I thought, okay, well, the peeling, this process that my face is going through, it is the process of generating new skin. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little bit faster than normal. Because it needs it right now. So I thought, okay, well, when you are changing your financial habits, it might get a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And because
you're kind of sloughing off the bad habits,
to make room for the new, because you're in this process of making something new, making these new habits, getting rid of the old stuff. You know, it might be a little uncomfortable, and in order to see the progress and get to where you need to be to fix what's going on, you're probably gonna have to go a little faster than normal. You're gonna have to really put the effort in and make this thing happen, just like my face was putting in the effort to make it happen, to make a new face. Mm-hmm. I can be so lucky,
to
right?
To make a new face.
But, and then also, they're here. When you're changing your financial habits, I mean, it's not always easy. It can be pretty tough, right? You got to break old habits.
Simple.
You got to make new
but
ones.
But not easy.
Exactly. And even something that can be working against you, when you're trying to do this, whether you're trying to get your spending under control or just planning your how you use your money, getting out of debt, whatever it is, you might end up feeling a little pushback from the people in your life. Mm-hmm. Because, and here it is with the face, when you're changing the way you live, right, your friends or your family may think you look a little weird.
Like you did.
Like I did.
As you were going through your metamorphosis.
Yes.
You looked, you know, like you'd kind of gotten a bad run in with something.
With like a microwave, the inside of a microwave, and it was turned on, yes.
You'd had an encounter, and it was very obvious, and no amount of skin cream.
Nope.
Or cover up, or I mean, you didn't put cover up on.
No,
but
I did not.
It was very obvious you were healing from something and going in a new direction.
Yes. and then, you know what? They thought I looked weird. I thought I looked weird. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, this is different than what's going on. And so you can even think that yourself when you're changing your financial habits.
Like, who am I?
This is weird. Like, I don't usually sit down and think about what I'm going to buy. I don't check
the budget,
the shampoo, to see if I'm going to need a new one.
Right.
I don't do those things. I used to not, but I guess I do now.
Right. So you might not even recognize this transformation you're going through as you're going through it. And other people might think things look bad, or you look weird, or you're an oddball now. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand the transformation that you're going through.
Yeah.
So if somebody looked at you when your face was peeling, but they saw you a week later and you were totally fine and your face was glowing because it was all fresh
new,
baby
fresh
skin.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
You looked great. they would be mistaken to think that it would get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It was about to turn a corner and get better. And I guess the analogy doesn't completely translate here, but when you are undergoing a financial transformation, it's very common to start drawing out the people that don't get an opinion on your money will all of a sudden start speaking into it.
Yes. And this
out of jealousy or out of their own, like they know they should.
Yes.
But, and it's subconscious sometimes. So they'll cut you down because you're actually doing something healthy in your life. Mm-hmm. They'll start to make snide comments or passive aggressive things. It just comes out that way. It draws that out.
Because when seeing you do this, like you said, doing something healthy, doing something responsible, doing things the way you should be doing it, it can kind of highlight in them, like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
So they see they see what you're doing, but kind of what they might see subconsciously is what they're not doing. And then they're reacting negatively to them not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Has it comes nothing out to do with you.
To you doing it like in the positive way.
Right.
So it can come, yeah, you can run into things that way because it's just, it brings it up in somebody. It's this little tap on the shoulder. It's kind of an external conscience for them.
I mean, it's normal to happen too, because the brain wants to protect status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is wired in a way to make us feel like we're comfortable, we're good. It resists, actively resists change, even good change, because the brain is always trying to just get that equilibrium. It doesn't want to be stretched, pushed, or shoved in a new direction, even though it might be the best direction to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we always have to be seeking out change and growth in our life so that we don't get hardwired ruts in our brain that keep us circling the status quo. Mm. Because that is inevitably what will happen. And then you wake up and you've been drifting for a decade or two, literally circling around in these brain ruts. But when you're actively challenging your brain and your mindset to grow and not be so afraid of growth and change, you rewire it in new ways, and then it's not so freaked out when there's change, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
But you have to actively pursue that and make it happen in your mind, but don't expect everybody else in your life to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to actively protect yourself against some of those limiting beliefs other people are going to want to put on themselves and then extension you.
Yes. And so while it's easy to go, like, okay, well here, yes, wear sunscreen, wear sunglasses, easy to know what to do. With money, it can be a little bit harder and maybe a little bit scarier, but it's so important to get started and to make these changes and really maybe just stop and look at things and figure out what changes need to be made. Where is that? I might be feeling some pain, but is that really where it's coming from? Let me trace it back to the source and learn what I'm doing with my fan, what to really do with my finances so as to kind of settle that down at the source and settle down the stress and the anxiety and the worry and the shame and all those other things. And so while it might be easy to just grab a bottle of sunscreen, we've developed a process and a system and all these things to help people figure this out with their finances. Mm-hmm. And we've put it together in a brand new webinar.
Yep.
That we have. You can come
we
check
have
it out.
Brand new webinar training coming up.
Yeah. Waltwin.com/webinar.
Mm-hmm. And in this webinar, we are exploring those three biggest mistakes that we made and we see people making. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't even know it. That is keeping them stuck. And when they can figure out a tweak or a pivot past these mistakes, they begin to make insane progress with their money.
Yep.
And so we break those down inside this training, and then we unpack the Wallet Win method. Mm-hmm. Really what it is that is that A to Z system of winning with your money. Let's take the guesswork out of it. Mm-hmm. No more wondering what you should be doing. You just know, because it's right here, right there. Paint by numbers approach to winning with your money. We're going to map that out too.
Yep. And that was one of the best things about coming home on that car ride with my burned up head. One, I had like the dad of the kid, like he knows what's going on. The other guys, like, they could see what was going on, and we were kind of in it together. They're, hey, how's it going? How's your face? Kind of like things like that. And I even had the kid. We were kind of checking in on each other because we knew better than anybody else what we were going through. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we've got some stuff figured out with our money. We're planning our spending. We're budgeting. We're saving. We're doing all these things. But that is not how it used to always be. Mm-hmm. So we know where you're at. We know how bad it can be, and we know how good it can be, too. We've put all that together in this webinar.
Yep. So head on over to waltwin.com/webinar. Grab your seat in the training now, and we'll see you there. Until next time, guys. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at waltwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.